Welcome to Zichron Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening mission, the sixth parak list, a number of items that a woman may not wear in Rishus of Rabbim unless she removes them or they fall off and she comes to carry them. Included in the list is a statement that a woman may not go out with chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, ritzuah shebarosha, wool strands, linen strands, or straps that are on her head. The Mishnah adds that she may not immerse in a mikvah while wearing them until she loosens them. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explained that the Mishnah mentioned the law of immersion at the end of the list to explain the reason why women are not permitted to wear these specific strands. Since she's required to loosen them to immerse even on a weekday, so they will not be a chetzitza between her and the water, the Rabbanan forbade a woman to wear them on Shabbos lest she's required to go to the mikvah, unties them, and then comes to carry them in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that a woman may not go out on Shabbos wearing a katla, an ornate bib that women would wear to protect their clothes from getting dirty while eating. Women would pull its drawstrings tightly to choke themselves so that it would appear plump, which was considered more attractive. It was forbidden to wear them on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because they must be loosened prior to immersion and a woman may come to inadvertently carry them. Point number three, the Mishnah stated that a woman may not go on Shabbos with a totefes or sarvitin if they are not sewn into a hat, since a woman may come to take it off to show it to a friend and carry it inadvertently in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbi Yosef said a totefes was a charm packet worn to ward off an ayin hara. Abaya objected to Rabbi Yosef's explanation because then a totefes should be treated as an effective kameya, an amulet, and be permitted. Instead, he interprets a totefes as a frontlet. Rabbi Avo explained that a totefes was an ornamental plate that wraps around the forehead from ear to ear, and sarvitin were head bangles that were wrapped around the head and hung over the temples on either side, reaching until the cheeks. Rav Huna says poor women would make them out of fabric, while wealthier women would make them out of silver and gold. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the opening mission of the sixth parak lists a number of items that a woman may not wear in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, unless she removes them or they fall off and she comes to carry them. Included in the list is a statement that a woman may not go out with chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, ritzuah shebarosha, wool strands, linen strands, or straps that are on her head. The Mishnah adds that she may not immerse in a mikvah while wearing them until she loosens them. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explained that the Mishnah mentioned the law of immersion at the end of the list to explain the reason why women are not permitted to wear these specific strands, since she's required to loosen them to immerse even on a weekday, so there will not be a chetzitza between her and the water. The Rabbanan forbade a woman to wear them on Shabbos lest she's required to go to the mikvah, unties them, and then comes to carry them in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Point number two, the Mishnah stated that a woman may not go out on Shabbos wearing a katla, an ornate bib, that woman would wear to protect their clothes from getting dirty while eating, and women would pull its drawstrings tightly to choke themselves so they would appear plump, which is considered more attractive. It was forbidden to wear them on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because they must be loosened prior to immersion and a woman may come to inadvertently carry them. And point number three, the Mishnah stated that a woman may not go on Shabbos with a totefes or sarvitin if they're not sewn into the hat, since a woman may come to take them off and show them to a friend and carry them in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rav Yosef said a totefes was a charm packet worn to ward off an ayin hara. Abaya objected to Rav Yosef's explanation because then a totefes should be treated as an effective kameya, an amulet, and be permitted. Instead, he interprets a totefes as a frontlet. Rabbi Abo explained that a totefes was an ornamental plate that wraps around the forehead from ear to ear, and sarvitin were head bangles that were wrapped around the head and hung over the temples on either side, reaching until the cheeks. Rav Huna says that poor women would make them out of fabric, while wealthier women would make them out of silver and gold. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Nun Zayin is obviously a nose, but we use Pinocchio to make it a little more pronounced. So here goes. At the Pinocchio factory, puppets were tested by being dumped into baths wearing straps on their head, while ornate bibs and frontlets were being fashioned to be sold as accessories. Once again, in slow motion. At the Pinocchio factory, Pinocchio, that means Randuff, Nun Zayin. At the Pinocchio factory, puppets were being tested by being dumped into baths wearing straps on their head, which reminds us the opening mission of the sixth parak lists a number of items that women may not wear in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim unless she removes them or they fall off and she comes to carry them. Included in the list is a statement that women may not go out with wool strands, linen strands, or straps that are on their head, and the Mishnah adds that she may not immerse in a mikvah while wearing them until she loosens them. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak explained that the Mishnah mentioned the law of immersion at the end of this list to explain the reason why women are not permitted to wear these specific strands. Since she's required to loosen them and to immerse even on a weekday so there will not be a chetzitza between her and the water, the Rabbanan forbade women to wear them on Shabbos lest she's required to go to the mikveh, unties them, and then comes to carry them in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, at the Pinocchio factory, puppets were being tested by being dumped into baths wearing straps on their head, while ornate bibs, which reminds the mission, say that a woman may not go out on Shabbos wearing a katla, an ornate bib that women would wear to protect their clothes from getting dirty while eating. Women would pull at drawstrings tightly to choke themselves so that they would appear plump, which was considered more attractive. It was forbidden to wear them on Shabbos and Rishus Rabim because they must be loosened prior to immersion and a woman may come to inadvertently carry them. So at the Pinocchio factory, puppets were being tested by being dumped into baths wearing straps on their head, while ornate bibs and frontlets were being fashioned to be sold as accessories. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states that a woman may not go out on Shabbos with the totefas or sarvitin if they're not sewn into the hat, since a woman may come to take them off to show it off to a friend and carry them in Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Yosef said a totefas was a charm packet worn to ward off Ayin Hara. Abaye objected to Rabbi Yosef's explanation because then a totefas should be treated as an effective kameya, an amulet, and be permitted. Instead, he interprets a totefas as a frontlet. Rabbi Abo explained that a totefas was an ornamental plate that wraps around the forehead from ear to ear, and sarvitin were head bangles that were wrapped around the head and hung over the temples on either side, reaching until the cheeks. And Rav Huna says that poor women make them out of fabric, while wealthier women would make them out of silver and gold. So once again, at the Pinocchio factory, puppets were being tested by being dumped into baths, wearing straps on their head, while ornate bibs and frontlets were being fashioned to be sold as accessories. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.